Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming, and today we're going to talk about overcoming worry, care, and anxiety. This is a big one for a lot of people. I've met so many people that are just full of worry and care and anxiety in their life, and it robs them from seeing the promises of God come to pass. God wants you to live free from worry, care, and anxiety. He does not want you to have that in your life. You must realize that worry, care, and anxiety are coming from the devil, and they're designed to steal, kill, and destroy, and get the word out of your heart. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, "Be careful for nothing." Well, if God's word says it, then we need to believe it and do it. Be careful. Be anxious for nothing, one translation says. We have to make a decision. I'm not going to have any worries, cares, or anxieties, because I am going to cast them upon the Lord. I am not going to take any care or worry or anxiety in my life. You know, in Mark chapter 4, it talks about the parable of the sower, and then the explanation of the parable of the sower from verse 14 to 20, it talks about five things that come to try to stop the word from producing fruit in your life. You know, when you hear the word, it gets in your heart. And then if we do not give place to the enemy, and if we are the good ground, then we will see fruit come forth, 30, 60, 100-fold. But there were five things that came to stop the word. It talked about the affliction and the persecution, and then later it talks about the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things. If they enter in, they will choke the word and us. We will be unfruitful. Cares of this world will choke the word. It says this in Mark chapter 4, 19. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. This shows that you can have the attitudes of care coming at you, a feeling of care or worry or anxiety, but the key is whether you let it enter into you or not. If you let it enter in, then it will choke the word, and you and the word will be unfruitful. When we're talking about care, we're talking about this Greek word, merimna. And this particular word means to draw in different directions, to divide, to tear apart, to cause a differing or a disuniting within yourself. And this is exactly what care is designed to do from the devil. You know, when you're born again, you have a brand new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. Well, your spirit's trusting in the Lord. Your spirit does not fall away from trusting in the Lord. But the battleground is in the area of the mind, in the soulish realm. And this is where the devil brings cares, worries, anxieties in the soulish realm to try to not disunite you from being in faith and being in harmony with your spirit. He tries to get you to differ from what your spirit would want to do, to draw you in different directions, to divide you and to tear you apart. That's exactly what care, worry, anxiety, concern, whatever you want to call it, it's going to do that in your life. It causes a heaviness. And the root behind it really is fear. Fear that God will not perform His promise in our life. And so we take the care, the worry, and the anxiety. And this is very important that we do not let this be in our life. Worry is having an active state of being agitated and uneasy and restless and not having peace. I tell you, when you have worry, care, or anxiety, you will not have the peace of God. God wants you to have peace. You should have peace abiding in you. Whenever you get outside of the area of peace and you've let worry, care, or anxiety in, you have given place to the enemy. Concern. A lot of people say, well, I'm not going to be full of worry, care, or anxiety, but I am concerned. It's the same thing. You've just kind of watered down the expression. It's the same thing. If you're concerned, it implies an anxious sense in dealing with a situation in life. We're not going to be concerned. We're not going to be worried, careful, or anxious about anything. We're going to deal with things according to the Word of God. Worry is going to tear you apart and divide you. That's why it says, be anxious for nothing. What is the answer? What should you do? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. What should you do with your worries, your cares, your anxieties? Cast them upon the Lord. He cares for you. Don't take those cares, those worries, those anxieties. They are going to hinder you from having your faith operative to receive the promise of God. And Philippians 4, 6, that scripture we read at the beginning, be careful for nothing, but then it tells you what to do after that. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And what's going to happen? The peace that passes all understanding shall guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I'll tell you, you need to be full of the Word of God and praying what the Word says in every situation instead of taking the cares or the worries or the anxieties. Be careful or anxious for nothing. What's the answer? Start to pray. And what do you pray? You pray the Word of God in everything by prayer. Think what the Word says and start praying the Word over that situation with thanksgiving. Let that request, and the word request really means a legal demand, let that legal demand as you return the Word in prayer be made known unto God. And what's going to happen when you pray with thanksgiving? And that shows forth faith that you're believing that you're receiving the promise of God coming to pass. Then what's going to happen? The peace of God that passes all understanding. It's going to guard your heart and your mind. Certainly, if you don't have peace, then you have obviously let the enemy have some place in your life. You should be maintaining peace in your life at all times. Now, how does worry work? It usually begins with a thought. A thought comes. This thought's either going to be from the Lord or the thought will be from the enemy. You know that every thought has a spiritual source behind it. It's either coming from something inspired by the Word of God or something that is contrary to the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having it a readiness to revenge or avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You must understand that worry or care or anxiety or concern that begins with a thought is actually coming from the devil, and it is trying to get you to be disobedient to the Word. It is trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God so you will not trust in God's Word. And it wants you to give place to it so it will stop the Word from producing fruit in your life. The answer is you must learn to cast down those thoughts and those imaginations. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. As you're obedient to take that thought captive and not give place to the devil, then the enemy will not have place for that worry, that anxiety, or that care in your life. You've got to be sure that you don't let the devil have place in your mind. In Mark chapter 4, verse 38, it says, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. Notice, they were on their way across the lake there, and as they were going across, the enemy started stirring some things up. Well, they had been taught about how the Word will produce fruit in their life, and they'd been taught to use their faith, obviously, and that they had authority. Well, they didn't listen and obey what he told them to do. They did not exercise their faith. They let that worry, care, and anxiety come into them rather than rising up and praying the Word of God. He said, Carest thou not that we perish? They had such negative thoughts, they were convinced they were going to perish. And Jesus arose and rebuked the wind. He stopped the works of the devil and said, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I'll tell you, you have authority over the works of the enemy. Whatever the enemy would bring, God has given you authority and power over the works of the enemy. And what was really their problem? They were afraid. They were afraid, and he goes on and he says, How is it that you have no faith? when you start letting those thoughts of worry, anxiety, or care come in, it will take you right out of faith. It'll bring you right into fear, and you will not see any enemies be going forth away from you, resisting them. Instead, you'll be giving place to them. And here they were supposed to take authority and stop the works of the enemy. But they let that fear, in fact, that they feared exceedingly. They let that thing grip them and take control of them. You've got to watch that you don't let that worry, that fear, that anxiety, that care get upon you. It will stop you from overcoming in your life. 1 Peter 5:7 again, this scripture says that we're to cast all of our care upon Him because He cares for us. You know, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You cast your cares upon the Lord, you trust in the Lord, and you realize the fact that God is your source. You're going to start praying the Word of God. You're going to take the Word of God and you're going to speak it forth. And you know that God is going to smite your enemies. He's going to protect you. You're going to take authority over the enemy and stop his works in your life. The Bible says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be removed. Cast those burdens, cast those cares and worries upon the Lord. God's your source. Trust in Him. Don't be worried or have care or anxiety about anything. So many people are worried about finances, worried about their health, worried about their kids, worried about the family, worried about all these other things. That's a great mistake. You are not giving place to the Lord when you do that. Instead, you're giving place to the devil. Don't let yourself be careful and troubled about many things. Instead, cast it upon the Lord and start to pray the Word of God. Trust in the Lord. When you take that care, worry, and anxiety, you're really trying to carry that thing yourself. You're not supposed to do that. Cast it upon the Lord and pray the Word and let God work the situation out in a person's life. And He will cause the Word to come to pass. And then it will produce fruit in your life and in others. Well, as we close today, we have a tape on this subject. It's called Overcoming Worry and Anxiety in Your Life. If you'd like to get this tape, you can write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. All of our tapes are $2. Just send a check for $2 and we'll get the tape out to you. And if you'd like to get that, just send that on in. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.